Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
So we do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Game Day Uncensored, as we mentioned with Appel last segment, will be Thursday, beginning at 4 p.m. on this radio station. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So ESPN did a list of the top 25 players who could be traded, who could be on the move before Tuesday's trade deadline. And it's in order of talent available, right? Yes. You want to guess who the number one they think available player will be? It's tough.
I'm terrible at this. We've done this before.
It's Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
It's somebody with an expiring contract that the team might not bring. It's a lot of crap that goes
There's
into
a lot
it.
Of crap that goes into it, especially if a team is no good and just needs to load up. But number two. Number two, available talent. According to ESPN, someone they think might be traded.
Just because you said Devon so many times.
Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Waddle.
Really?
They have Jalen Waddle at number two. They write, this is a similar situation to Hendrickson. The team does not plan to trade the player, but interest is there. It's like what I said. I mean, their ears are going to be open. While Miami could be tempted to trade players due to its record, Waddle is a building block on offense. He's due $36.1 million in cash over 2025-2026. Reasonable for a high-end receiver these days. Mm-hmm. Multiple league execs expect the Dolphins' no-trade stance to stand, barring a surprise.
Everything's for sale.
I mean, there's always, like, they put predicted chance of him getting traded 10%.
Yeah.
But you'd be crazy not to listen,
and the
right?
And the players won't be upset. You think Waddle's mad if a contending team trades for him?
No, I don't think he would be. No.
Even Jalen Phillips, even anybody we bring up, Bradley Chubb, the players are going to be, it's bad to say, they'll probably be excited because that means the team is making moves because they're doing well and think you can push them over the top.
Number eight on the ESPN list is Jalen Phillips.
That one makes all the sense in the world to me. Unfortunately, we all love JP. Not that he's had the best year, but are you going to pay him next season? Like that conversation has to be coming up because you're entering another Christian Wilkins type situation where he's obviously going to garner a lot of interest. People are going to want to pay him money. He's going to want to get paid. And I don't know, two major injuries. Last two seasons hasn't been available. And if you are going into a reset or rebuild, whatever the hell you want to call it, I don't know. I don't think you
could make a case either way.
Either team, if it's on the Dolphins or on the team that trades for him, he's nowhere close to getting the Myles Garrett, Parsons, TJ Watt stuff because he can't stay healthy. So where does he land? Because they will get, they're at $40 million a year, those top three, because they were racing for 41. I think TJ got 41 after Myles and Micah signed. Where does he go? What does he do? What are you getting for Jalen Phillips? I don't think you get a one for him. He's been hurt 2 years in a row.
They do not have Devon Achane on the ESPN list. So I'm guessing that means that they do not think he would be made available under any circumstance. They do have some interesting ones. They have Kirk Cousins at number 21. They have Russell Wilson at number 19. I mean, obviously the Giants would love to get rid of him. I don't know what the looking at what they said. Bengals had a clear opening 2 weeks ago, opted for Joe Flacco. Giants could slide Jameis Winston into the number two quarterback spot if they aggressively pursue a trade of Wilson. At this stage of Wilson's career, compensation would not be steep. His days as a productive starter appear to be over. He has a trade-friendly base salary of $2 million.
They can't just sit
around.
But
who the hell wants him?
That's what I'm saying. With Winston behind him, they got to move one. Why sit around with all three of those quarterbacks when Jackson Dart literally has to be hurt not to be the starter moving forward?
I'm just telling you, Dolphins fans, because we're coming off a win now, so it feels different. This conversation, 1 week out from the trade deadline, would feel totally different if you had just put up the Cleveland game than it does after the Atlanta game. I'm just saying, steel yourselves for something that may not feel good when you hear it.
Do you think they should move on from Achane or Waddle?
Not Achane. For me, Achane, man, that guy's he's the offense. Like, that's it.
And we talked about this before because we were talking about moving him. And you were like, hey, you're rebuilding your team. You start with a running back, which I'm with you. You got to have a quarterback. But you look at the top teams out there right now, bringing up the Lions and who else? The Eagles, the Packers. All of them have dog running backs. You got to have them. I don't know where you're comfortable prioritizing him in your pay scale, but you got to have a dog running back.
Yeah, because I had said that last week or 2 weeks ago where I said, hey, why not trade Devon Achane? I love Devon Achane. It's Achane or bust right now, but only from the standpoint of if you are going to rebuild your team, hey, Devon Achane's going to be up for a contract, whether next season or the following. Do you really want to pay a running back that much money when there's value in not paying a running back that much money and
but
spreading out the cap?
You'd literally be stripping the cupboards bare.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, Alf Arteaga, who does the three yards per carry podcast, I think is what it's called, he had tweeted me. He's like, what a dumb take, because now you're just trying to hope you find another Devon Achane,
right?
Which is true. Like, you're trading a guy that you love because you're saying, hey, we'll find another one. But what if you don't? Like, you have him here
already. The question is, how does it play out, right? So does Stephen Ross talk to someone who he respects football-wise and say, you know, I'm probably going to make a change at the end of this season, barring something dramatic, I'm going to make a change. What would you suggest? And if the person he's speaking with says, tell Chris Greer, get rid of everyone. Good return, but you got to, Mr. Ross, you got to build this thing from the bottom up, whoever you're going to bring in. Listen, is it possible he's talking to a GM who he thinks is going to be the next GM? What would you do if I were to hire you? Would you like a whole bunch of draft picks? Or would you like Jalen Waddle and Devon Achane as your starting points? Like, I don't think it can just be Chris Greer's decision. I think this comes from higher up, and the direction is given to him by Stephen Ross. Because I think it would be folly the other way.
I hope Stephen Ross, it's been folly with these draft picks and these acquisitions. I hope Stephen Ross is looking for higher counsel. So even higher than Stephen Ross.
Right.
Yeah, well, let me go talk to somebody else football outside of this building.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Devon Achane, you're not going to find another Devon Achane that easily.
Yeah.
You don't, I think, you, Waddle is not a $30 million one.
But he, to
he's
be
a,
fair.
He's a $30 million two, and that's too much.
I did look up, to be fair, I looked up the, right now, the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. He's not in that range of Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf. He's not. He's more in the T. Higgins, DJ Moore, Devontae Smith range, which I think is where he should be valued at. So whether or not the Dolphins gave him that money, he was going to get that money elsewhere from another team because Crowder, I mean, that's where he falls, right? He's Deebo Samuel. He's Devontae Smith. Like, that's who he is. What,
the names you just said? T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, they're better than Waddle.
But they're number two options. Very, very elite number two options. And, bro, Jalen Waddle has been balling, man. He had one. He had a bad game in Cleveland.
The Cleveland game was a bad game, but that was an outlier.
But we're not called. I don't think any of us are blaming it on Jalen Waddle.
No,
Tua
no,
said
no,
he couldn't see him.
Yeah.
He's too little.
Yeah. Where's darker
Moore.
Clothing?
Do something. DJ Moore is a big guy, too. He might be able to see his little helmet pop up.
Hawk, this all goes back to what you have been saying for 2 years, which is, are they close with the building blocks in place? Obviously, some guys go because you have to make smart moves and add capital for the upcoming couple drafts. But are they close with some of the building blocks? There's blueprints. The Commanders. We could go down the list of guys. They don't completely tank for 2-3 seasons like the Dolphins tried to do. They just change regimes. You bring in a new coach, and you start filling in the gaps.
But you find that quarterback, which is what happened to Washington.
Right. Yes.
Like, they found Jaden Daniels.
The Broncos, too, right? The Broncos didn't tank for 2 seasons.
Bo Nix has been unbelievable.
No one thought Bo Nix was going to be able to score 30 points in a quarter.
No one.
But the team has been good, and they didn't gut it. They just made smart moves to build a better team, and now 2 seasons later, after getting blown out, giving up 70 points, they're going to be a playoff contender. I think that's the key here.
And it's the thing about what – so to that, not the total teardown, we're just knocking the house down and restarting. The Broncos had a hell of a defense. They draft pass rushers. They have the best defensive player, Pat Surtain Jr. Like, they had a good defense. They had to find an offensive threat and a quarterback. To our point about the Dolphins' identity, what are we set on and what are we rebuilding?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we know anymore because it seems to be a fluid situation.
We need some corners, Hawk. But what about the line?
Right.
Okay, let's get the line right. And now we can't cover anybody. There's just so many holes. What are we going to hold on to where it's not a total rebuild?
Let's do headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
There was a change in the NFL. Tyler Shuck will start over Spencer Rattler. That was the big QB news in the NFL right today.
Rattler's bad.
Bad.
Goodness gracious.
Bad.
He was just slinging it to the other team.
The Saints stink, man.
Yeah.
Bad.
How about this? I know we talked about the Chiefs, but how about this stat that I heard on the broadcast yesterday? They beat the Commanders 28-7. There was a point where, I don't know if it was Kareem Hunt, maybe Rashee Rice, somebody fumbled the ball. They recovered it right away. And the broadcast said the Chiefs have fumbled 8 times this season. They've recovered all 8 fumbles. They're great, and I was marveling at how anytime they need a third and short, fourth down conversion, they get it, like, every time. But also, the bounces tend to bounce their way.
It's nice when things go your way. Yeah. That's when you know you're in store for a good season that lasts, when everything just seems to go your way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.